Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Everyone and everything around me except Lonzo is ticking me off today. I don't know what to tell you in advance.
Come on, I'm smiling.
Lonzo's
over
not
here.
Helping, just so we're clear. Lonzo is far too happy for how. Okay. Just, you know those days where everything. That's it. End of sentence. You know those days were just everything. It's that today. I don't have an explanation. I did nothing wrong. I deserve no karmic vengeance from the universe today. But for whatever reason, all of science and technology and people have decided to infuriate me today. Let me tell you how it started.
Wait, you said and people. I'm the only person that you've had interaction
nope.
with.
No, you're not.
Okay.
I wish you were. Honestly, I wish you were, because then I could just be like, well, Lonzo's just a troll, even to people he loves, so I can deal with it.
Well, those are the people you troll the most.
Let me tell you the multiple interactions I have already had today that have just got me, like, on the verge of white-hot rage, which is not, it's not where I want to be. I promise you, I have no interest in my Tuesday, because it is only Tuesday. I have no interest in being this mad this early. Nobody wants their day, especially a day. If it was Friday, I'd be like, yeah, all right, I'm ticked off, but like, whatever. You know, in a handful of hours, I'm off for the weekend, which for me means, of course, another day of work and then one day off.
By the way, really quick, that cement thing at the end of a parking spot is either called a wheel stop, a parking block, or a curb stop.
Good enough for me. We learned something new today. I got, first off, those of you who don't know, the wife and I got a puppy not terribly long ago. She was only like 6-7 weeks old when we got her. And she's a super sweet dog, but she's a puppy. And we're going through the puppy stage, which, you know, the wifey thought that the puppy stage lasts for a week or two. And I'm like, nah, babe, that's like a 6-month ordeal that we get to go through. And it's training every day, and it's patience. And it's, buying a carpet cleaner for the number of times she is going to pee on your rug. And one of the spots we're in now is we are trying to train the dog that while she can hang out on the bed in the daytime, she can't sleep on the bed at night because she is bigger than our OG dog. We let the OG dog sleep on the bed because she's a little bitty thing. Not little. I mean, she's 22 pounds. She ain't a teacup. But the new dog's like a 50-pound dog. Like, she's a good-sized dog. She can't sleep on the bed. And so we're trying to train her off. And the way we're doing that is until she gets into the habit, we are crate training her at night. So the last couple of nights, for whatever reason, she has not been a fan. And she has been, like, barking and whining the entire night, nonstop. So I talked to a friend of mine who is a dog trainer, and I was like, how do I make that stop? And she said, well, what you need to do up front is you need to sleep by her crate, right? Either move it next to the bed or put it next to the couch and sleep on the couch, or like build yourself a little cot on the ground, but like sleep next and just let her see while she's in the crate that you are nearby until she gets comfortable for that. Cool, fine, whatever. So the last couple of nights, because she has been, the first little while, it was just like whining. It was just those little whining. Last couple of nights, it's been barking, flat out barking. So I told the wife, I'm like, hey, look, you got to get your beauty sleep. I usually stay up a little later than you. I'm gonna move the crate next to the couch. I'm gonna sleep on the couch and try to get the dog to quit barking. So I slept on the couch last night. Mistake number one. And then the dog wouldn't shut the hell up throughout the night. And I'm being, you know, I'm trying, every time she barks, I wake up and I'd stare at her and talk to her. She'd calm down. She'd calm down, give her a couple of treats till she relaxes a little bit, go back to sleep. I didn't get more than like an hour and a half of consecutive hours of sleep last night. So already off to an awful start this morning. Then I get in the car, and while I have been doing my best to cut back on the number of energy drinks that I consume on the daily, new coming in today, like gonna have to have one or two or three or four. We'll see how the day goes. So I stop at the gas station. Well, first I go in the gas station, and the guy working the counter, it's the same guy every morning. He knows who I am. He's a super nice guy. But he's talking to this lady who is standing at the counter at, and again, this is not judgment, but it's part of the story. She walks up as I'm walking in, and she tells the guy, can I get a pizza? Because the gas station sells like boxed, like big pizzas. And the guy's like, well, it's going to be like 3 or 4 minutes. And the lady's like, that's okay. Well, I'm now standing behind her with like 3 energy drinks in my hand, and she just stands there. And the guy just stands there. And they just both stand there waiting for 4 minutes for her pizza to finish. Could he have just said, hey, can you step out of the way so I can, you know, ring my guy up? Yeah, he could have said that. Because she looked at me, had looked at him and me and gone like, oh, why don't you go ahead and ring him up? Sure. Nope. Neither one of them. 3.5, 4 minutes. They just both stood there. Now, by the way, not talking to each other. Not like having a conversation. She is standing there on her phone. He is standing there on his phone. Neither of them are interacting with each other. They stand there for 3.5 minutes waiting for her pizza to finish up, to put it in a box so she can pay and leave. And I'm just standing there. So after like 3.5 minutes, I'm like, hey, do you mind if I get checked out? And he goes, oh yeah, my bad. Didn't see you there. Didn't see me there. But in 4 minutes, he walks me over to the other register, checks me out, sends me on my way. Now I'm heated.
Oh, so, my bad, dude. I didn't see you there.
And again, like the dude's, he's not that kind of guy. Every morning he's in there. Every morning I walk in, he's like, hey, man. Hey, Rob, what's up? How you doing? How's it going? Like every morning. So then I get in the car and I drive down Haywood Road to get here, right? And there is a cat that, if I am unlucky, there's a cat that drives, and I mean this, down Haywood Road. I am not exaggerating. I wish I was. He drives, great one, down Haywood Road at 20 miles per hour.
Yeah,
I think I've talked about it before.
Yeah, we all have that person. And you know, if you miss your window by just a little bit, it's like, oh no, it's them.
And I feel bad for you because he does this every day. Some days I catch him, some days I'm ahead of him, some days I don't see him, but a lot of days I get behind this guy, and the back of this guy's car just coated in anime bumper stickers. And I'm like, you're making Lonzo look bad right now. Like, you're taking down the entire anime community because everyone behind you hates you. Not is aggravated by you. I mean, hates you. I have these fantasies in my head where I gain the powers of Magneto from the X-Men, and I'm capable of lifting this man's car into the air and flinging it into another county. That's how much I don't dislike this man. I hate this man. He is my arch nemesis at life. 20 miles an hour down Haywood. The speed limit is 30. 20 miles an hour. Now, a lot of mornings, most mornings, gonna keep it a buck. I go around the guy. And the best part of it is, I don't have to speed to go around. I can do 5 under. and get around him. Most mornings, I go around the guy. This morning, he upped his game to like 25 miles an hour, so progress of a sort. Except for most of Haywood is a double yellow line. No passing. And who is behind me on the way to work this morning? What a Greenville's finest. Now, respect to Greenville's finest. All right. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for your sacrifice and your service. I appreciate it. I mean that sincerely. But man, you couldn't have picked a worse day to be behind me because I can't pass the guy, even if he's doing 25. He was doing like 24, 25. And in my head, I'm like, go around me and pull this guy over, right? Like, you're the cop. You're allowed to go around me. Turn on the lights. Go around. He doesn't. So from my house in Taylor's all the way down Wade Hampton until I got to the interstate, I am doing 25 miles an hour until we got to the spot where it was two lane and I was able to get around the guy. And then the cop, here's the best part. And again, not upset. I don't care. The cop, especially because it's, you know, 4:15 in the morning, then the cop, when we get to the two-lane spot where the McDonald's is, when we get to the two-lane spot, the cop goes around me before I can go around him. The cop jumps over, flies past me, and just goes, phew, hauling on down the line. Just hauling on down the line. Just gone. And I'm like, now? Now, I was behind him for 17 minutes on a part of the road that should take me 6, and now you go hauling ass past me and leave me stuck behind this guy
maybe,
again.
Maybe the policeman was on his way to work. I mean, I don't know. I guess you're always on duty, I suppose, but maybe, you know, they got a clock in too. Maybe he was just in a hurry to get
to work. Again, like, I'm not upset.
I thought you were going to say he flew past you to McDonald's. That's what I thought you were going to say when you mentioned the McDonald's.
Dude, I mean, just the rage of this. And then I get in here this morning and all of the sound that I set myself last night to record and edit and upload today, none of that's working. I get in here, like there's wires crossed. It's just one of those days when you don't want to wake up. Everything is bleeped. Everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify by ripping someone's head off. It's Limp Bizkit's break stuff. I'm going to be listening to that during the break. Like, that's the day I'm having right now.
Why would you fuel your anger? You need to do the opposite. Go listen to, I don't know, some Sade or something.
Some Enya?
Yeah.
I'm going to go listen to Enya in the office during the break. All right, we got a lot we got to get to today on the radio program. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk some, we got to continue our conversation about the NBA. Yesterday, we spent quite a bit of time talking about Game 7 of the NBA Finals, talking about the Thunder, talking about the Pacers. Today on the program, a way too early look at what the NBA might look like next year. And I say way too early because there's a lot of moves that have to get made, including yesterday. Jrue Holiday traded from the Boston Celtics out to Portland. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on in the radio broadcast and what that might mean for Beantown's desire to get back into the mix. There's obviously been a conversation going about the number of Achilles injuries that have been suffered in basketball and around athletics, which, not a doctor, nor did I stay in a Holiday Inn Express last night. I advise you to take everything that you hear everybody say about this issue over the next few days/weeks, who is not a doctor, with the entire shaker of salt. But there are a few theories that are being floated, including that the number zero is cursed. Ooh. Dame Lillard, number zero, Achilles tear. Jason Tatum, number zero, knee injury. Was his an Achilles too? I don't remember.
I believe it was. I saw something on SportsCenter this morning.
I think it was. Yeah. And then Tyrese Haliburton, number zero, Achilles tear. Three number zeros, all superstars, tear their Achilles
postseason. Would it be out of the realm of possibility for the NBA to ban the number zero?
No, but I do think that this would be the discussion if it was ever going to happen. And honestly, as much as I come from the camp of more sports is good, I think I might be on board with the concept of shortening the NBA season by 10, 15 games. I think I might be on board with the concept of dropping the number down to, let's say, like 60 regular season games per season. I think I might be on board with that. As much as I love the NBA, as much as I love basketball.
You don't want to drop the number in baseball, but you do in basketball?
Yes, but I'm at the point now where we are seeing years like this year where we get to the playoffs and Dame Lillard going down probably changed that series. Jason Tatum going down definitely lost Boston that series. And I'm not saying that Tyrese Halliburton going down lost the Pacers game 7 of their series, but it damn sure took away their opportunity to win it. There gets to be a point where, and I know that, and there is one argument, and it is a good one against this, the one argument is the NHL plays the exact same number of games, and it's a way more physical sport. But there is a difference between, and this is one thing that I think is a conversation that on its surface, a lot of people don't jive with. You jive turkey. They don't get down with it. Yes, the NHL is a more physical
right
game.
On.
However, it is a different kind of physicality. There is a big difference between the physicality required to play a game that is basketball, where it's up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, and hockey, where it is a lot of blunt hitting. Just contact, contact, contact. It's different. It is the difference between somebody that is tough because they can, you know, run a marathon and do a triathlon, and somebody who is tough that boxes. It's a different world. There's different reasons, whatever. So when we had this many injuries that had such a dramatic impact on the NBA's postseason, to the point that I would argue, in at least 3 different series, the series was made worse off. Dame going down for Milwaukee. I'm not saying Milwaukee would have beat the Indiana Pacers had Dame Lillard been available. I'm saying they couldn't beat them without him. I'm not saying the Boston Celtics would have beaten the New York Knicks had Jason Tatum been available, but they damn sure couldn't beat him without him. And I'm not saying that the Pacers would have won game 7 over the Thunder if Tyrese Halliburton was available. I am saying they damn sure could not win game 7 without him. And when you have those 3 injuries, along with all the other ones, but those were obviously the superstars. When you have those 3 injuries stacked up and impacting an otherwise tremendous postseason, one of the best overall NBA postseasons in recent memory, it is, I think, fair to say, whether you think they're tough or not, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how much of a badass you are. You can't work out enough to stop a calf strain. And you can't work out enough to stop an Achilles tear. These aren't things that it's like, do more calf raises, bro. Don't skip leg day, dog. Like, these aren't things that you can prevent by being tougher. You can't hit your way out of an Achilles tear. And so it's one thing if guys were missing playoff games because they were physically beat up. Then I'd be like, okay, I mean, if you want to knock them down for being, you know, soft or whatever, S-A-W-F-T, soft, then I would understand that. But when it's Achilles injuries and it's calf strains and it's, you know, ankle rolls or whatever, those aren't things that you can gym your way out of. It can't be done. And so when they are stacking up the way that they have stacked up, I don't think it's unfair to say maybe we should lighten the load just a little bit. 60 games, I think, is enough games to feel like we have an idea of who the best teams in the NBA are. Do we need those 21 more games to figure that out? I don't think so. All right, so we'll talk more about that later on in the show. We're going to do a lot of football today, NFL and college football, because, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to hashtag peak offseason. Rob Brown, Lonzo, and either Rob Brown shows on the Fan Upstate.
Sports.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Genuine question that I would like an answer from y'all. The text line, the Hub City Spartanburger text line, is open for you at 844-326-3663. You can use that number to text the radio broadcast, as I appreciate the handful of you who sent me dog and puppy training tips during that break, like the texter that said, Rob, and I quote, listen to me very carefully. Texter said, trust me, man, put a blanket over the crate at night, shut your door, turn on your fan, TV, bathroom fan, whatever you've got. If not, your life will be torture. And then get a shock collar. I've got a six-month-old lab. He is the devil. Signed, dog owner. Here's the thing. This dog's super sweet. She is getting trained. She is learning. We've got sit down. We've got lay. We're working on stay. It's not going great, but she's a puppy, right? It is 100% separation anxiety that we are dealing with. And it doesn't matter if that separation is like 2 or 3 hours or 2 or 3 seconds. The second she's out of sight from us, she loses her mind. So it's going to be a process of like being a little further away till she gets over. But I appreciate the text. Eric said, get a bark collar. It works wonders. That's in the discussion. Right now, we're in the spot where it's like when she's quiet, she gets a treat, right? She's kind of picked up on barking means no treats, quiet means treats. Problem is, anytime we stop with the treat, she goes right back to the barking. So it's a process. But I appreciate the tips. Keep them coming if you've got them. Any dog trainers out there that want to pretend to be a miracle worker, holler at your boy is all I'm saying, all right? All right. Let me ask you this question, because I saw a conversation yesterday about this individual, and then I saw the or Lonzo during the break brought up a tidbit about this individual. And I'm kind of curious as to where y'all land on your opinion of Pat McAfee. Genuinely, I'm curious, because Pat McAfee, since he got brought from the Pat McAfee show when he was doing his own kind of independent thing over to ESPN to do the Pat McAfee show on the network. And obviously, when that happened, because of the fact that they didn't really ask him to change the show. They said maybe like tone down the F-bombs a little bit, but he occasionally one still pops up on ESPN in the middle of the day. It's not like they said, hey, full out censor, right? Like you gotta be broadcast friendly. They just were like, tone it down a little bit, but hey, if you drop an F-bomb, you drop an F-bomb. It's an adult show. They allowed him to get away with a little censor message at the beginning of every show that says, look, if you're not down with adult language, this isn't the show for you, right? And that's okay. But McAfee has also obviously taken that and he has parlayed that into 50 other places. He's doing College Game Day, where he is a desk host along with Nick Saban. He has got the announcer's position, the color a position on Monday Night Raw on Netflix, where he is making buku dinero over there. He has showed up in a million different places. He is selling out arenas when he does his live shows, the big night acts. He's got a lot going on. And the reason I find this interesting is because a few days ago, now that we are in hashtag peak off season, the College Game Day Twitter accounts and Instagram accounts, they've gotten active again. I think we're 9 Saturdays away from college football at this point. And so now that we are out of basketball season, or at least NBA season, the dub is still happening right now. But now that we are out of basketball season, now that we are out of college baseball season, now that we are in what is affectionately and colloquially known as the dog days of summer, or as I refer to them as hashtag peak off season, the college football stuff is picking up. Our preseason magazines are about to start dropping around the country. You're about to start seeing every host who can't or doesn't want to talk baseball and golf and NASCAR start jumping into the let's rank this random thing about college football today. Within a couple of days, you are going to see the inevitable rankings of best college football stadiums in America, best fight songs in America, best mascots in America, best rivalries in America. Because a lot of people, and I'm not judging, do you think? A lot of people.
I don't know. When you do the arm thing, it's kind of judging.
It's okay. It's mildly judgy. But I also understand, as I talked about yesterday with the concept of hot take radio, I despise it, and yet everybody has to do it to some degree. I understand that there are, including in our area, a large percentage of listeners, viewers to every network who don't give a rip about anything that's not college football. I know. And so you've got to, as we used to call it in the political news talkosphere, you got to toss them some red meat, right? You got to give the people what they want sometimes. And so the thought here is, for a lot of people, you can only talk so much Braves. I can only talk so much Raffy Devers to the Giants. I can only talk so much, and I'm going to again today.
Wait,
but I can only talk
name
so
is
much.
Raffy?
It's Raphael.
Okay, all right.
But he's affectionately known everywhere except Boston, where there's no affection at all. He's affectionately known as Raffy Devers.
That sounds like a 6-year-old kid.
No, we call Raffy on the Dow Raffy.
Maybe it's the last name makes it sound more childish, but it just sounds more like a kid.
Now you're judgy.
I'm always judgy.
That's fair. Thank you for acknowledging. I appreciate it. You're going to hear a lot of that. So college football's back to active. Blah, blah, blah. Point of all this was, the College Game Day social media channels started getting active again and started posting some, you know, college football, 9 Saturdays from today. And yesterday, or the day before, one of the clips that they posted was from a game day last year, and it was very Pat McAfee heavy. And when I watched this clip, I started getting genuinely very excited because, hey, college football is just around the corner. And while I'm a big baseball, golf, and NASCAR guy, I do love some college footy. So, I, being a man who never learns his lesson, decided to go look at the comment section, bro. Never look at the comment section, bro. If it's something you love, don't look at the comments, because 92% of the internet is just people who want to crap on everything you love.
Yeah, but you live on Reddit. So, I mean, this is shouldn't be something unusual for
you. Reddit is an amazing website, and I also acknowledge and admit, and I have to be careful about it sometimes, it is absolutely a place that makes it really easy to design your own echo chamber. I can craft it in a way. I actually have, and this is true, I actually have two different Reddit accounts. One of them is my, like, main account, right? It's the stuff I love. I'm in a motorcycle subreddit. I'm in a, heavy metal music subreddit. I'm in every wrestling subreddit, right? The other one is the one that I try to make my unbiased subreddit. It is the one where I'm in, like, everything so that I get it from every angle. So I get the social media stuff. I see a couple of game day vids featuring McAfee. And as I go look through them, you get a percentage of the comments that are like, oh, fired up, whatever. And then there is a massive percentage of the comments of people who really don't like him on the broadcast or any broadcast. Oh, he's a frat boy. He's a drunk guy. He's a this, he's a that. And I got curious as to, especially down here in a college football centric region of the country where it is king of the road. There's no question about it. Where y'all land on him as a broadcaster. And I ask for a reason. The reason I ask is because I think that I have, for a long time, designed my show in a way that McAfee exploded and took to the moon. It is goofy and fun and fast-paced and loud and energetic. And a lot of the time, we take sports seriously and we talk about X's and O's and we talk about the impact that different sports stories are going to have on us as fans, on players, on coaches, on umpires, whatever. But it's something where we both take sports very seriously. The tagline I've been using for the past couple of years is, we take sports seriously, not ourselves. And that's kind of the impression that I got from his entire realm, the genre, flow, flavor of broadcasting. And so I wondered, because Pat McAfee has missed the last two or three weeks of Monday Night Raw, and they haven't told us why. They've just said he's got the night off. And, you know, my thought is, somebody with 67 jobs is, if I get an opportunity like that, unless somebody is bleeding or dead, I'm not missing that show. But Pat McAfee also making a gazillion dollars a year. I'm fantasy booking over here. But a couple of days ago, a couple of weeks ago, Netflix made it known that they are looking for a competitor for Pat McAfee's show. They are looking for somebody to broadcast on Netflix in that time slot that people could stream to be a competitor. Now, they did not say that they want it to be or not to be a McAfee-flavored show. Loud, abrasive sometimes, obnoxious sometimes, super fun sometimes, adult language, maybe not. Like, they didn't say if they wanted to be a McAfee-esque show or to be the anti-McAfee show. Like, maybe they put somebody in there who is really deadly serious about sports, right? They put somebody in there who takes everything very seriously to give you the opposite side of the coin. But I'm curious, when I saw the comments, when I saw Netflix going in that direction, and then when I saw the comments on the game day videos that featured McAfee, the sheer number of people that were in the comments going, I can't stand this guy. He makes game day worse. Game day is worse off because of him. He's obnoxious. He's a frat boy, whatever. I am genuinely curious for y'all, our college football centric listening audience who listen to this show. Are y'all in or out? Like, does that style of broadcasting, like, We take the sport seriously, but we don't take ourselves seriously. Like, we're here to have a good time. Do y'all clue into that? Like, is that a thing that you want? Is that something that intrigues you, interests you, or is it a turnoff for your broadcast? 844-326-3663 is the number. 844-FANFONE. I want your thoughts. We're back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Texter said, I got introduced to your show because of the topics that he covers. He literally had me rooting for the Pacers. I don't even watch basketball. That's from Kane. Kane, appreciate that text. Another texter said, Rob, I am all in on Pat McAfee. He is the only reason that I can tolerate ESPN. He is the only reason that I watch College Game Day. He is the only reason that... Oh, God. Okay, that's a continuation of the text. Here's the whole text. I can read. I've done this before. I am all in on Pat McAfee. He is the only reason that I can tolerate ESPN. He is the only reason I watch College Game Day. He is the only reason that I got introduced to your show because of the topics that he covers. He literally had me rooting for the Pacers, and I don't even watch basketball, end quote. That's from Kane. Appreciate it, Kane. Texter said, I like Pat on game day. I feel like he gets the people going. I can't watch his show, though. Too much going on for me. Another texter said, Rob, more of the best damn sports show, period, and Chuck and Shaq humor without loud and obnoxiousness. And that seems to be the popular thought.
By the way, if you watch the show, they're not really loud. I mean, I could get the obnoxiousness stuff. I mean, they're just snarky. And I think some people don't get or don't like snark. I don't understand those people, and they're completely wrong, and they need to learn how to laugh. But anyway,
I think this is one of those spots where the word loud can be used in different ways. I think someone can be loud without meaning they're peaking the dB meter on the board over here.
So you're saying it depends on what your definition of is.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. It depends on what your definition of the word is.
Not bad.
It's like a C plus, I mean, B minus.
I knew I couldn't
but
do it. So
you gotta do the point but not point, right? Like the curled finger point. I do think Pat is a loud guy without shouting, and to me that's just louder than life, right? Larger than life. It's kind of that same thing. And again, this is from me, somebody who's been accused of that for coming up on 18 years of broadcasting.
No, I know. Way.
And so I, despite the fact that I say this genuinely and respectfully, like Pat stole my shtick, right? Like he does the show the way I do the show. He just had NFL money and resources coming into it, and I don't. But that being said, he also does a really good job of taking advantage of those resources. He does a really good job of putting those resources into play in ways that guys like me don't have the ability to do so. I don't have an issue. Like he is somebody that I look at and I go, I should be real mad at Pat. He stole my shtick. I told a boss of mine about a decade plus ago, when I was down in Florida, there was a YMCA that got sold off. And I told my boss, because we were broadcasting in the time out of a three office, right? We had three. One was the boss's. One was the sales pit. There were like five salespeople working out of one office. And the other was the radio studio. There was not enough room for 7-8 people to work out of that building. It was the same setup that Lonzo and I have now, except for great one. It was, I didn't have this much room on the desk, and the entire office was just the size of the square that we're sitting in. It was like maybe 10 by 10, right?
Not enough like room. That producer booth over there?
It was that producer's booth with two of us in there.
Okay.
And so I told the boss at the time, I'm like, you know what you ought to do? This YMCA is up for sale. They want to get rid of the building. You should buy it. Get it pennies on the dollar, turn that basketball gym into the studio. Build a little plexiglass studio over on the side, turn it into, let's open it up and make it like a sports hangout. Make it a place where people can come when shows are live and just hang out, be a part of the show, shoot hoops, like whatever. Now they decided not to do it because there were like a bunch of insurance questions or whatever, but the point is the idea was there. McAfee had the resources to make that happen. Took advantage of it and created something that is different than anything else. But he also, I think right now, as much as he has maybe the most interesting setup and maybe the most unique show in the sports blogosphere, he also has the most disliked. It is a wildly polarizing thing. And I got genuinely curious because I have also been told, not proven, but told, that my show's kind of like that. It's kind of a polarizing show. Like, you either really like the show or you really don't. And people have not been shy when they don't like the show. You better believe that every now and then, El Roberto jumps on the internet and he goes to some of the message boards that are dedicated to the schools that we cover and Googles his own name. And reads what people are saying about him. And there are some people that are very kind, and there are some people that say things that I would never, ever, ever, ever say to someone else in person. It's unbelievable. So, with all of that being said, this is nothing more.
Just guessing there. I mean, you know.
I'm not saying anybody in particular. I am. Here, I'll give you the example. After Clemson's ACC championship last year, a game I went to, covered, and oh, by the way, did so on my own dime, okay? I wasn't, like, nobody was going. I said, well, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to go. Got a press pass, drove myself up there, didn't ask for comp, didn't stay the night, didn't do anything. Just went on my own dime to get y'all on the field through me. And after the game is over, I pointed out, I don't say this to start crap because I have no interest in starting crap. But I pointed out that after the game was over, when I went down on the field, and I know that they were busy, they had the ACC championship game, they knew that they just punched a ticket to the playoff, I understood it, but I went up and I was talking to some of the media relations staff at Clemson, and they didn't have the time of day for me. Not that night, not the next day, not the next couple of weeks. They basically were like, no, you're a nobody. We don't have time for you. And I understand, we're not the flagship. There's another station in town that is the flagship in the area for that school. But it was a little disappointing. And I said that the next day. Please understand. I went up there. I did so on my own dime. I'm trying to give you guys great coverage. I tried to set up some stuff from the school to get football guys on to talk about the win and where they're going and how they see the playoff shaping up. And that basically got told no. And I came on the air the next day or that next Monday and I told that story. And I got the crap beat out on me of me. For on a couple of different message boards for blasting the school and, oh, he's just a hater and he's this and he's that. And people started bringing my wife into, oh, he married a Gamecock. He hates us now. I don't. I want you guys to do great. I said that last year. Go win the Natty because daddy's going to get paid if y'all go win the Natty. People were saying stuff about me, not to me, but about me. It was brutal. And when I've looked at the comments and seen the stuff that people are saying about McAfee on the College Game Day post, primarily is what I'm looking at. But when I'm looking at the responses and the comments and what people are saying about this guy, I'm genuinely kind of curious as to what it is that people want in their sports broadcasting. And this obviously is important to me because I have to do at the end of the day. It's not really a joke. I've said it before. I have a boss, a programming director, who says, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that. Doesn't take editorial control of the show, but basically says, make sure you're doing a little more of this and a little less of that. But at the end of the day, you guys are my boss. What you react to, what you tweet, what you text, what you call in about, you guys are the boss. What y'all say we should talk about is what we're going to talk about. This is also why I've told you, be involved on the text line. The boss reads them every day. If I talk about something that you want more talk about, text it. Call the show. Engage in the conversation because that's what drives it. So when I saw all that, I found it kind of interesting that here is a dude that a large swath of people who follow these broadcasting outlets seem to genuinely dislike, yet those outlets are giving him mucho dinero to keep broadcasting. Stephen A. Smith, same situation. Somebody said on Saturday on Bet for the Cycle, we were having this conversation. I mean it when I say Stephen A. Smith has ruined basketball on ESPN. Not the game, not opening tip to final whistle. Coverage of basketball. Because by being the hot take artist that he is, and also by not knowing ball, brother, because I don't think he does, hence the playing solitaire during the NBA Finals in a game that he's at, when the game is active, I don't think he knows ball. So he generates these hot takes to get attention. The problem is, because of the fact that so many people react to that, it has led to less serious basketball people getting time, and more other basketball people going, well, I got to do hot takes too now. I got to do this too. So as much as we all say, somebody on Saturday's show said, Rob and Cody, genuine question, do you know anyone? I'll ask this question to Lonzo right now. Lonzo, do you know anyone who likes Stephen A. Smith? Do you know anyone who compliments Stephen A. Smith?
All right, to a degree, this is an unfair question for me because my circle has grown so small as I've gotten older. But I will say, no, I don't know anyone.
You can open that up to anyone.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know anyone?
I don't know anyone.
I don't either.
I don't know anyone around the building that likes them, for sure.
One of the boys in the background, I bet for the Cycle, said, Robin Cody, do y'all know anyone who likes Stephen A. Smith? And we both genuinely tried, and neither of us could come up with a person that we know or that doesn't work for ESPN that actually likes Stephen A. Smith and his takes. And then they said, then why does he get paid that much? And I said, because people click. Because they click, because they reply. And as I've said to you before, even if you send a tweet to Stephen A. Smith or any of the other hotheads and you think you're dunking on him, it doesn't matter. Because at the end of the month, when the reports are pulled about how much genuine content and how many reactions he got. It doesn't say he got 5% positive reactions and 95% negative. It just says he got this many. That's all it says. And so
I think if you're someone where you see Stephen A. Smith said this and you click on it, then you
you're
care.
The reason he gets to keep saying that.
You care what he said.
Yeah.
Or you're reading it because you know you're going to hate it and you want to disagree with it. The thing is, when it comes to if no one's clicking on it, then he goes away. But hate is just as valuable as love in this business.
100%. Clicking on something because you think it's a great take, clicking on something because you think it's a bad take and you want to respond to it, at the end of the day, a response is a response. A click is a click. A like is a like. A comment is a comment. We, at the end of the month, have a little report pulled that tells the bosses, here is how much this person generated reaction, generated feedback. And the answer is 1,000. Not 950 bad, 50 good, you should fire him. No, just 1,000. That's, he got 1,000 feedbacks. And if you get 1,000 feedbacks, you get paid. So the question that I have when I brought this up about McAfee, and I can do the same thing about Stephen A. Smith. I could do it about Colin Cowherd. I could do it about anybody that is inside of the upper echelon.
By the way, I'm more likely to click on Stephen A. Smith than I am Colin Cowherd. Because Colin Cowherd's just wrong all the time.
See, I would take, and this is why it's interesting to me. I agree with you. I'll take Colin Cowherd every time. You know why? Because Stephen A. Smith, I do not think, crafts opinion. When Colin Cowherd says something and he's wrong, I at least have to argue with him. He at least puts stuff into the argument that you go, all right, it's a good argument, even though you're wrong, and here's why. Stephen A. Smith stuff, and I just go, that's dumb. That's just a hot take. You don't have anything for that. You're just saying a thing for the sake of making me mad. But again, it gets clicked. So the question mark I have is, are you in on Pat McAfee? And I ask that because I sometimes, despite the fact that I'm in this industry, we have rules and we have formulas that we are supposed to follow because they are tried, true, and proven in broadcasting about what hooks y'all and keeps y'all listening through a break and through this and through that. And we got to follow all that. But at the same time, what generates interest, what generates feedback, response, criticism, critiques, and clicks is what works. I saw a ridiculous amount of just raw hate for Pat McAfee yesterday. And I was curious, in this college football centric market, are y'all in or y'all out? Because I don't know. It's just interesting to me. Now, I told you there's a formula for keeping people through the breaks, keeping people entertained, enlightened, educated. Lonzo Sports Flash is the primary focus of that equation.
Keep them coming back. That's what I do. The Atlanta Braves knocked off the New York Mets for the fourth consecutive time with a 3-2 victory last night. Rob buried the story, but I moved it to first because that's where it belongs. Spencer Schwellenbach went seven innings with just four hits, two runs, and four strikeouts. The Atlanta offense recorded nine hits, including Ronald Acuna Jr.'s ninth home run of the year and RBIs from Sean Murphy and Michael Harris II. The NBA offseason trades are heating up as the Boston Celtics are sending Jrue Holiday to the Trailblazers for Anthony Simmons and 2 second-round picks. The deal drops Boston's luxury tax by $40 million as Simmons' contract is expiring and Holiday is owed $72 million over the next 2 years. Arizona Diamondbacks star Corbin Carroll will miss time with a fractured left wrist. Carroll was hit by a pitch in last Wednesday's loss to the Blue Jays, also known as the Blue Jays. Carroll was last year's Rookie of the Year.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.